If we worked together, we could solve most problems. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday, and we got to remember that nothing can happen to us today, tomorrow, the week, the month, the years to come that we, together with God, cannot handle. You got to hand it over to God as you start a new Monday and you say, God, I believe that you walk with me on my bad days, you carry me, that you will help me never to be overwhelmed, even though life beats me up terribly. You have the last word. You're there with me. What a consolation that is, if you can believe that. Let me use that poem I often use. Said the robin to the sparrow, I would surely like to know why these anxious human beings rush about and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, friend, I think that it must be that they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me. Boom, right to the point, based on the lilies of the field, the sparrows of the ear passage from Matthew's Gospel that Jesus talked about. And so, you know, right away on Monday and Tuesday and the rest of the week, we have to make that leap of faith, because sometimes as we're facing the trials, and every day will bring a trial, every day will bring some type of trial to our Christian walk. Our faith is constantly being tested. If you don't expect your faith to be tested, you are in for a terrible surprise, because your faith is being tested. If you're going to walk away from Jesus because your faith is being tested, then you really didn't have a relationship with Jesus. And you cannot complain that you were not warned, that nobody told you. Where in the Bible does it say our lives are going to be easy? Wasn't it Jesus who said, take up your cross every day and follow me if you're going to be a disciple of mine? So we're going to have a cross. We're going to have a trial. Our faith is going to be challenged, perhaps more than once today. But, you know, with Jesus on our side, we can handle what the day brings. Today's scripture passage comes from Mark chapter 6, verse 37. Give them something to eat yourself. Well, now I got to give you the context of that sentence. I want to dwell on that sentence, but the larger context, as you might imagine if you know your Bible, is that where disciples come to Jesus and say, send the crowds away. They're hungry. Jesus said, well, I don't want them to die on the way back home. Give them something to eat yourself. Well, you know, we don't have, all we got is 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and then a miracle happens. What is the principal reason for hunger in our world? It's not nature. I mean, nature does play some horrible tricks. There are earthquakes and volcanoes, tornadoes and hurricanes. There are droughts. But seriously, the way our world has shrunk, the way we have fast planes that can get anywhere in the world in a very short period of time, we know the problem isn't nature as much as it's people. People are not willing to respond. I said at the beginning of the program that if we would work together, we could solve most problems on this face, the face of this earth. Remember what St. James says in this letter. When you come across a brother or sister in need, hungry, don't pat them on the head and say, you know, God is with you, be well fed, stay cheerful, and then walk away. Give them something to eat, for heaven's sake. What is it about us that makes it so hard for many people to reach out to those who are less fortunate? Well, I think it's basically 3 things. It's that selfish human nature that we inherited from Adam and Eve because of original sin. It's greed, and we're hoarding stuff that we really don't need. Or it's basically indifference. We don't care about other people. And maybe I should throw in there, we don't think one person's efforts really make a difference. Well, let me go back to the indifference for a moment and tell you a joke that's probably going to make you groan. But this joke makes the point very well. But this very, very, very wealthy lady walks out of a very, very wealthy restaurant, and a homeless man walks up to her and says, "You know, ma'am, I haven't eaten for 3 days." And the lady says, "Boy, I wish I had your willpower." You get it, don't you? We're brothers and sisters in Christ. I talked about this before in a program when I was dealing with the Last Judgment scene. I was hungry, thirsty, naked, in prison, sick, homeless. You either helped me or you didn't help me, because what you do to the least of your brothers and sisters, you do to me. George Bernard Shaw said, "The worst crime that we can commit against another person is not to hate them, but to be indifferent towards them, because that's the essence of inhumanity." Okay, well, now we need to deal with the issue that so many people deal with because they're overwhelmed by all the bad news. Constantly the media is showing us in graphic color these starving kids with flies all over them, crying people, situations in some of the war-torn parts of our world or where there has been droughts, no rain. We see all that and we can say, well, what can one person do? What was President Grant who said, "One person with courage makes a majority"? And remember, no matter what you do, it's just not one person doing it, because Jesus is with you. And you and Jesus make a majority. You know, it's a matter of wanting to. You have to have a want to. You have to have a game plan. You have to have a vision. You have to have a desire. You know, that's what my hospital in Mexico is all about. I really believe God wrote on my heart, try to help these people in their medical situation. Do something about that. And then all the little miracles start to happen until we went from a small clinic in 6 years to a small hospital by the grace of God. So what's your game plan, all right? Do you recycle? Do you save your change in a big jar and give that to the poor? Do you help at a food bank? Do you belong to an advocacy group? Do you go without one meal a week? Do you try to educate yourself and other people about these different situations, our suffering brothers and sisters in the world? Do you pray? I mean, every one of those helps in some ways. We can't help everybody, but we can help somebody, and we start the ripples. The ripples, you know how you throw a stone into a pool and there's ripples that come out? We got to make ripples. You got to make ripples in the little part of God's kingdom that you find yourself. And you can't excuse yourself here. You can't excuse yourself. Or you jeopardize your getting to heaven. You know, show me your good works and I'll show you your faith that's really alive. So come up with a game plan, okay? Come up with a way. I don't care how old you are or how young you are. I don't care how rich you are or how poor you are. We can do this. By the grace of God, right? What did Jesus say? What's impossible to you is very possible with me. But we also know God helps those who help themselves. So I genuinely want to encourage you today, if you would, please. Take an issue, whether it's hunger, or some other form of, injustice, or abortion, or euthanasia, capital punishment, you know, you pick the issue. Safe housing, welfare, you pick the issue. And do something about it. Do something about it. Do something concretely about it. Write a letter, start saving money, join a group, drive for Meals on Wheels, volunteer at a food bank, You can do something. You can do something. I don't care if you're in a wheelchair. You can make a phone call. You can send a check. You can answer phones and volunteer at a hotline. There are brothers and sisters. There's no excuse. No excuse will be acceptable to Jesus Christ. Please think about that. Your call. You want to go to heaven? Well, our prayer partners this week are our aunts. You know, if you have an aunt, sometimes aunts, they can spoil their nieces and nephews, especially if they never got married. Sometimes they can give us counseling because we can say something to them we're afraid to say to our parents. And sometimes our aunts are really inspiration to us as we grow older. May God bless our aunts. Today's food for thought comes from the famous jurist Oliver Wendell Holmes. He said, "It is not so much where we stand, but in what direction we are moving." Well, isn't that quote ideal for today's topic? It's not so much where we stand, but in what direction we are moving. Move in the direction of helping your brothers and sisters who are struggling in this world. All right, now see if I can make you smile or laugh. Today's small attempt at humor. A pastor was leaving his church and going to another church. It was his last service. He was saying farewell to his congregation at the church doors for the last time. He shook the hand of an elderly lady as she walked out. The elderly lady said, "Your successor will not be as good as you." "Nonsense," said the pastor in a flattered tone. "No, really," said the old lady. "I've been here under 5 different pastors, and each new one has been worse than the last one." That is good. Hey, want to contact me? You can write me. Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Send me your prayer intentions. Just let me know. Let me know if you took my challenge today and how you're involved. I'd like to be able to share that. I won't use names. I just want to say how people really responded. You can send me your prayer intentions. I will storm heaven with you. You can let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It's for free. It comes out 6 times a year. You can do something concrete for the poor by writing a check for my hospital for the very poor in Oaxaca, Mexico. You can make it to TASH, TASH, Inc. Stands for the Anacetar Hospital, and named it after my mother. She was such a source of inspiration to me. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And you can always visit my website for a lot of good information. My website address is Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful Lord, we adore.